Somalia's new president and prime minister have returned home for the first time since their government was formed in neighboring Kenya last year. They are there to find out whether it's safe enough in the capital, Mogadishu, to begin running the country. Somalia has been without a central government since warlords ousted dictator Mohamed Siad Barre back in 1991. David McGuffin reports.
A Somali militia on parade in the center of the country's capital, Mogadishu. Militias like these, totaling 50,000 armed men in a dozen factions, are one of the large question marks that hang over the success or failure of Somalia's fledgling government. In the past week and a half in the capital, a BBC journalist was shot dead, and a visiting African Union delegation, assessing a possible peacekeeping mission, narrowly missed being hit by a car bomb. The attacks were seen as a message from factions in the country that a stable government is an unwelcome threat to their power. But Prime Minister Mohamed Ali Gedi, a former international aid worker in Somalia, is undeterred. He plans to begin governing in Somalia in the next few days.
All those who are trying to sabotage can be an issue, can be a challenge, but we will address them, we will face them.
Gedi's cabinet is made up prominently of warlords, the same men responsible for the anarchy in Somalia for most of the past decade and a half. After 2 years of peace talks, Gedi believes these former warring faction leaders are now ready to be part of the solution.
The majority of the Somali people, let us say the business community, and also the previous faction leaders who have their forces and weapons, and they are now part and parcel of my cabinet, are willing to support.
But this rally in Mogadishu last week shows how fragile government unity is. Thousands of Somalis protested against plans to bring in 7,500 African Union peacekeepers to secure the capital and disarm militias. One senior member of the cabinet has threatened violence if troops from neighboring rival Ethiopia are deployed. The new Somali president, 70-year-old Abdullahi Yusuf, wields the most power in government. He has strong links with Ethiopia from his days as a northern Somali warlord and is eager to have Ethiopians back him up in Mogadishu, a city where he lacks a power base. Some believe his failure to show flexibility on the makeup of a peacekeeping force could cause major harm. Matt Bryden is with the International Crisis Group.
If Djibouti, Ethiopia and Kenya across the border in a peacekeeping force, we may well see the first serious and popular militant Islamist movement in Somalia since the collapse of the government.
We got a Black Hawk down.
Somalia already has a checkered peacekeeping history, primarily 1993's Black Hawk Down incident, in which militias shot down U.S. military helicopters in Mogadishu and killed 19 American peacekeepers. A movie based on the event became a Hollywood blockbuster. But the event itself sealed Somalia's reputation as an international pariah. Even now, Western powers like the U.S. have largely ignored the peace process. Somali-American Mohamed Jama is the country's deputy prime minister.
What we hope to become a model for is a low-cost intervention, and we would like to rewrite the history of Somalia and the UN, history of Somalia and the United States, so that we can displace and eliminate memories of the Black Hawk.
Perhaps most important in all of this is that the Somali people themselves are fed up with the state of their country and want to return to some form of normalcy. There is no question the new Somali leaders face huge hurdles as they move back to the country. But despite that, the feeling is they still represent the best hope for Somalia in a generation. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin in Nairobi.